The election of President Donald Trump has inspired a new burst of political activism in the Puget Sound region, like spending 12 hours a day on Twitter to make a political point. This weekend next, KUOW's politics team will bring you stories of what's driving these new activists on the left and the right. Today, Amy Radel reports on tactics.
Embracing different methods of political activism can be tough on a relationship. Just ask Kevin Tubbs and Polly Bailey. Both are liberals who felt a huge wake-up call from the presidential election, but they've reacted in different ways. Tubbs will give a blanket and food to homeless people he meets.
I'd love to say I would have done that stuff before the election, but I'm not so sure I would have.
In contrast, Bailey's activism is mostly online. For years, she had a Twitter account she never used. When she ventured onto the site last fall during the election campaign, she was shocked at the ugliness of the debates.
And so one day I just clicked on it, you know, went and like remembered my password and went on there. And that was where I actually got scary.
Over time, she got more comfortable with Twitter. Now she'll spend 12 hours at a stretch battling bots and trolls. People laugh at the idea of bringing truth to the internet, but Bailey says she doesn't want to see misinformation go unchallenged.
Part of it is just, I know that it's not like going to change the troll's mind, but it's like if you point out how they're wrong, anybody that might be reading it, like that's the audience.
People in the Puget Sound region have been energized in the wake of the presidential election, especially on the liberal side. That's documented in a new Elway poll. It found that since the election, Democrats are twice as likely as Republicans to have donated money or attended a political event. That includes the Women's March in January and new chapters of the group Indivisible. Tubbs lives in Tacoma. Bailey's in the process of moving there from Oregon, where she was working for Nike. But her despair over the election has delayed life decisions.
Let's just say if the election had turned out differently, I would have gotten another job before moving here.
Other people say they're using every possible moment outside of work to text, call, write, or march. Joe Hochwalt lives in the Lakeland Hills neighborhood of Auburn in Pierce County. He spent 8 years in the Navy and just left the reserves in 2015.
And I've always been engaged in the Navy. You know, you kind of have to be aware of the bigger picture, geopolitical picture.
He says he was never politically active before, except maybe for a school levy. But he's worried about what he sees as a lack of facts informing public policy right now. Hochwalt says he's weighed in on issues in a variety of ways. An in-depth letter to Trump on national security, postcards he dashes off whenever he can.
But they're handwritten. I don't do anything pre-printed. So I'm hopeful that someone in an office that's getting these is going, someone's writing these by hand, and they're taking the time to do that. They must be agitated about something.
Hochwalt contacted his member of Congress, Republican Dave Reichert, and asked him not to vote to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Reichert was undecided on the final version, which failed to pass Congress last month.
I felt that the broader response probably did have an impact.
Reichert said in interviews that his office was overwhelmed with phone calls on the issue. It's clear from Republican gatherings in his district that Reichert was hearing a lot from both sides. Colleen Wise heads the East Pierce Republican Women's Club, which gathered in Puyallup last week.
Team, we need to let our congressmen and senators in D.C. know how we feel about this health care debacle and what happened with that.
One new member of the group is Sherry Justice. She says she wants a full repeal of Obamacare in hopes of bringing down her insurance costs. Justice says her opposition to abortion and concern for the future of her grandchildren motivated her to jump into politics recently. She's become a precinct committee officer. But Justice says things are a little more complicated for Republican activists.
I feel energized because more people, because of who Donald Trump is, and he's kind of leading the way of your voice can be heard, and he is listening. I don't always agree with what he's doing.
Justice might find herself reflected in that latest Elway poll. It suggested that more voters across Washington disapprove of Trump's leadership style than of the changes he's bringing to the country. Many of these people were part of the torrent of phone calls to members of Congress since January. Is that an effective step for people to take? The Congressional Management Foundation surveys congressional staffers to find out. Staffers say phone calls are significant, but personal letters, emails, and local letters to the editor are seen as more influential. Foundation President Brad Fitch hears people say it makes them feel better to call.
If your goal is to feel better, great, you know, but you could also go get a massage and, you know, do something else. If your goal is to influence a lawmaker and engage in best practices in citizen advocacy, it's better to take the time to study the issue, to understand the impact it's going to have on the district or state, on the lawmaker, and go meet with them.
His guidance, call or write to your representatives. Request a meeting with them or their staff when they're home on recess. As for social media, Fitch says commenting on and reacting to a legislator's actions on Twitter or Facebook as a constituent is also highly effective. Between them, Pauli Bailey and Kevin Tubbs have all the activist bases covered. Tubbs prefers to call his members of Congress pretty much every day.
I don't know if it does any good, you know, but I'm driving to work, listening to the radio anyways. It can't be a waste of time, I figure.
But he's concerned that activist energy is already ebbing. He says the wait time to reach Senator Patty Murray's office, for example, has gotten shorter lately.
Either they've hired more people or more people or less people are calling, because I call at the same time every day. I have a long commute every day. And now I get through pretty quickly.
And they feel that fatigue themselves. Sometimes Bailey says it's hard but necessary to break away from it all.
He sometimes just really gets like, oh, let's not talk about Russia today.
But Tubbs says he has no desire to revert to his pre-election self. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.